welcome to world famous Phil Every Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley jumping on the line with us here because there's something that they... What happened last year?
Last year, they had something called Roman with Bobby and Steve, and this was their Springtacular, and I don't think they had a good time, but what was the...
Yeah, they said that they had... It was bad. They dressed as Roman, like they seen... What was it called? Ben Herb?
Ben Herb. You mean Ben Hur?
Ben Herb, but not Ben Herb.
I know your dad's name is Herb. Yeah, sure, my dad's name is Herb, but it wasn't Ben Herb. It was Ben Hur.
Yeah, they seen in that movie... They saw in that movie... Now I'm thinking of the movie Saw.
They saw in the movie, they saw the slave guys with the whips.
Okay, great.
And so it was called Roman with Bobby and Steve, and I guess they roamed about the... About their homeowners association, the area there.
The gated community.
The gated community, yeah, where they had a, like, fake whipping people to get... Let me talk to them. Bobby, are you there?
Hi, Phil, yeah. The general is partially... He's partially right and he's partially wrong. What we did...
What part am I right about?
We were dressed as Romans, we had whips, yeah. But here's the thing. What we did was... It's mandatory for every resident of Western Estates to attend at least one day of a tacular. During last year's Springtacular, which was called Roman with Bobby and Steve, sit down there. Roman with Bobby and Steve, we had on those sort of, the Roman gladiator boots and the little kind of skirts they wore, and we had whips, and we were pretending that we were whipping the residents over to the community center, you know, to attend the Spring Queen and the Joy Elf, yeah.
Joy Elf would come dancing out, make sure people are there, so we pretended like we were whipping at them.
We were not hurting them. And
so you were pretending to whip who?
Residents, Phil.
All right, Bobby, this is the general. Who is allowed to attend these? Is it only for residents?
No, the Spring, the Taculars, whether it's spring, summer, winter, or fall, everybody is invited, but if you are not a resident, you have to be invited by a resident, and you have to have an invitation from that resident that shows either a thumbprint, or you have to make your mark. There are enough.
What do you mean, make your mark?
Well, there are some people who make their mark. Some people sign their name. Some people make their mark.
Making your mark, that's for people that don't know how to write.
I don't know. We told people either put a thumbprint, sign your name, or make your mark.
Make their mark, and then you show it to the guy at the gate. They go, yeah, we were invited by the homies, or like the homies. I don't think they know how to write.
Homies, they make their mark, yeah. So
wait. Hold on for a minute. Wait a minute. Are you telling me there are people there that don't know how to write?
I'm telling you this. Oh, my God. We're
already off point here, General.
I don't care. I want to know. You're telling me that there are people that only make their mark.
Yes, there's a couple of people here. The homies. Who else?
The homies, they make their mark. Josh Applebaum and his wife, Kalinda, they make their mark.
So they make their mark. They make just an X, and that means they invited you. You come in, and so those are the people that are invited to the tacular. And each morning of the individual tacular, whether it's spring, summer, winter, or fall, you are supposed to attend. So we go to everyone's door. We knock. We go, hi, it's the Dooleys. Get out. Yeah, come on, go. And we pretend whip them as they run, as not run, but they walk down the street.
All right, now I want to ask something. And then I want to get back to this make your mark thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
It is kind of interesting, Bobby.
You know what? I don't want to lean on that. We've got a lot of people, wonderful people here. And if there's people here that don't know how to read or write.
I can't imagine anybody owning a home.
Yeah?
Nothing. All right, so you go to the person's house. And you pretend whip them down the street?
Yes, they go. We go, come on. Last year, Steve made a big mistake. People came out of their houses. He's going, get your ass down the street.
Yeah, I just got, get your ass out of here.
It was you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, we had a homeowners meeting, and everybody was very outraged. And I said, hey, yeah, get your ass down there. And I shouldn't have not said, I should not have never said ass.
So we just say, get down there, go, ha. And we drive people down the street in a fake slave, like they're slaves, and we're driving them down there.
Now, you did this last year?
We did do it last year, and that's when Steve said, get your ass down the street. It was not well received, but we liked the idea, so we came back this year with Hail Caesar, and Steve Does Too. That's the name of this year's...
Wait a minute. Hail Caesar and Steve Does Too. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
Hail Caesar. Okay, I guess you should know. One of our longtime venerated Homeowners Association members is Hale Kubek, a longtime member, and he's in his 90s now, but at one time they tell me he was the Homeowners Association president. And so the title is Hail Caesar and Steve Does Too, and we have this mock window where there's a silhouette of me walking out of the shower to put on a brassiere. But you can't see anything. It's a silhouette.
All right, Bobby, there's a whole lot there to digest. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
What's the problem?
All right, the problem is, first of all, Bobby, you're telling me that you're bringing back something. It's a Roman times theme.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. That was not well received last year because Steve said, get your ass...
Mr. Henry, I wish you wouldn't make a big deal. Yes, I made a mistake. And I was whipping people, and we never whip anybody.
We don't touch anyone with the whip, Phil. We whip it at their feet. But we go, get out, yeah, go. And Steve made the mistake of get your tired ass down the street.
Yeah. I heard last night you had gotten in trouble, Mr. Henry, for laughing too much.
Yeah, I guess I did. So get your ass down the street?
What did you say, Steve?
I just said get your tired ass out of bed and get...
It was not well received. Last year was called Roman with... So we wanted to do it again and have more fun. And I told Steve to watch his language. If he didn't, I made a play motion with some shears. I had some gardening shears in my hand, and I made a play motion like, yeah, I'm going to cut it off, you know. And
when did you do this?
Just in our own private... Oh, my God.
You didn't do it in public or anything. It was out in our own private yard. Out in the front yard, I guess a couple of people might have seen it.
It was playful. I was playfully pretending like I was going to cut it off.
Okay, Bobby, thank you. Moving along...
Mr. Henry, you know, every time I'm on your program... Never mind.
Every time you're on the program, what?
Nothing.
Okay. So what we have here, Bobby, is you're trying to resurrect a promotion that was Roman with Bobby and Steve last year. Now, this year, it's Hail Caesar and So Does Steve?
Yeah, no. Hail Caesar and Steve Does Too. Hail Kubek... Can we get Hale Kubek? Belinda, is Hale Kubek home? I'd love to speak to him. We might get Hale Kubek on a three-way, Mr. Henry.
Get a Hale on three-way. Ow!
I didn't touch him.
She didn't touch me.
All right, enough of that jazz, okay? I'm so tired of that fake hitting stuff. You realize that mocks domestic violence.
Yes, Mr. Henry, we got the speech already.
Yeah, we got a copy of the speech, Mr. Henry, in our inbox. So,
yeah, that's real good. Oh, that's real good. All right, so we're going to get Mr. Kubek on the line?
Yeah, it's Hale. Hi, Hale, it's Bobby.
Hold on for Mr. Kubek.
Hale, Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Hale. I'm here with Phil Henry. Phil Henry.
Oh, well, it's Steve, Mr. Kubek.
We wanted to ask you, remember the year said, hey, remember when you were the Homeowners Association president here? What year was that?
Oh, Christ. It was 1977, 1979.
1970. So how old is Western Estates?
Western Estates coming. Well, that did about 75.
1975.
Yeah, 1975.
So in all your years as the Homeowners Association president here at Western Estates, what was your most joyous time?
Oh, a lot of fun. I had a fun time. Well, Easter, and we'd roll a chicken egg. And
Easter, and you did what?
Roll a chicken egg? Yeah, we rolled chicken, or what they call an Easter egg, a chicken egg. But every Christmas was fun to do it.
Well, this year's promotion, as you know, Hale, is called Hail Caesar, and Steve Does Too.
Where'd it go?
It's called Hail Caesar, and Steve Does Too.
Oh, the silhouette, huh?
Yeah, and so there's a fake silhouette of me getting out of the shower and holding a towel to my breast, okay?
Can I ask a question, Mr. Kubek?
Hey.
So, Bobby, where are we seeing this silhouette?
Well, what we do, as you enter, you're going into the community center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the Wayne, the Joy Elf, and then you see it's a little animation of me getting out of the shower, a silhouette of me, and there's an animation of Hale and Steve trying to peek through the window and get a look.
Yeah, we're how about that, Hale? Look at Bobby's movie. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're looking, and I'm holding a towel to my brassiere's coming off.
And what is the point of that, Bobby?
I'm sorry?
What is the point of that?
just, it's a play on words. Hail Caesar, and Steve does too. Get it?
I understand that. All right, never mind.
Well, you know, Margaret, your judgment comes steaming through the phone like almost like a hot steaming fart. Do you know that?
Very classy.
No, it really does. It's what, it's something you can feel and smell.
All right, ladies, let's just stick to the topic here and not get into a personal thing. So, Mr. Kubek, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Well, I've got it. Happy to be it, and congratulations, Bobby, and others, regular.
Thanks very much, Hale.
The thing I told him.
Okay, so that is Hale Kubek, and I think his line's open there, bud. Okay, Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So that gentleman is how old is he?
Oh, my God, how old is Hale, Steve?
Probably 90. I think he's either 90 or 75.
90 or 75?
He couldn't be 75.
Why not?
Well, he said he was the Homeowners Association president in 77, which would mean he was like in his late 20s.
Well, that's possible, isn't it?
Yeah, he could have been.
All right, anyway, we're here with Bobby and Steve Dooley. We're talking about this year's Springtacular, which is called Hail Caesar and Steve Does Too. You are a silhouetted as you get out of a shower.
Yeah, I'm getting out of the shower. I'm holding a towel. My brassiere came off, and I'm just kind of holding my brassiere and a towel loosely to my breast. And Hale, this is an animated picture of Hale and an animated picture of Steve, and they're trying to get a peek through a window.
You know, Bobby, I have to say this. There was a period of time there where Steve got into some trouble peeking in the bathroom window of some women.
I would rather not talk. Oh, my God.
You know, all of that is settled now, Ms. Gray.
All right, but it just seems like a theme.
It's no more a theme than it is this gentleman that you've had on your program repeatedly, Mr. Henry. Mr. Sandoz, right?
Jay Sandoz.
He has a Tom peep, and he looks in the bedroom windows.
Okay, but I think Margaret's point is well made, and I'm sorry we have to bring that up, but Steve, you got into trouble with a couple, the Cuntington sisters?
That is all worked out, all straightened out. It was all a big misunderstanding, okay? I got on an apple crate and looked through a bathroom window right when one of them was on the toilet, you know?
Well, what were you looking for?
I was trying to see if there were cracks in the tile in the bathroom, if they need to be replaced.
Yeah, and so he got an apple crate and looked through a window.
Didn't you have access to the house?
I might have. I don't know. It was easier for me to climb up on an apple crate and look through the bathroom window.
You know, Mr. Henry, you're really dumping a bucket of urine all over...
But, Ms. Dooley, hold on. Just take it easy with these comparisons, okay? A hot, steaming fart, a bucket of urine. We're trying to promote the Tackler this year. I understand it's called... You guys had the problem...
Don't have the problem now.
Yeah, we don't have a problem now. I have cleaned up my act, and I don't say get your ass down the street.
All right, so just so I know, Mr. Dooley and Mrs. Dooley, what happens here is you come to the front door of the different residents of Western Estates.
That's correct, yes.
Now, when does the Springtacular start?
Well, we already had the Springtacular, so this is really going to be the Summertacular.
Oh, the Summertacular.
Yes, the Summertacular is going to start the weekend of June 13th, 14th, and 15th.
All right, so, and on that weekend, on that Friday, is that right?
Yes, the 13th.
It's a Friday the 13th, huh?
Yeah, that's why we picked it, because we want it to be lucky and a lot of fun.
All right, so you knock on the doors of the different residents and say, hey, get down there to the Summertacular.
That's right, and we do it with a lot of fun. We crack the whip and we go, get down there, come on. You know.
And what if, for instance, I answer the door, say I live there, and I say, no, I don't feel like it?
You just said, no, I don't feel like it. Did you hear that?
Yeah. So what if I say, no, I don't feel like it?
Obviously, we make note of that, and we go back to the homeowner's records to see if you're current on your dues. And we just, make a note of that, and we give you one more. Then we put a lien against your property. But
you put a lien against my property if I don't get onto your Summertacular?
That's only if you miss. It's in the CC&Rs of our Homeowners Association.
Bobby, everybody's curious now. If we don't go, if a resident doesn't go to your Summertacular if they've been invited...
All the residents are invited. Mr. Henry, this is not a big thing.
It's a big thing if you're going to put a lien against someone's property because they're not going to the Summertacular.
Well, I think that... Isn't that what it is, Steve?
I don't know. If they do a lien against it, or it's a fine.
It's either a lien or a fine.
Well, there's a big difference. And why would you even fine anybody?
Mr. Henry, this is... you know, this is something that people like to do. You may not like it, but people like it.
I wouldn't like to be awakened, have your husband standing there in Roman times gear, cracking a whip and going, yeah, get down the street. Come on, let's go. I wouldn't like that at all.
Well, you know, that's what you signed up for.
No, I didn't sign up for that at all.
You move into Western Estates, these are the different things that we do and the stuff what we do.
All right, Bobby, good luck with your summer-tacular. So you weren't talking about spring-tacular.
Last year it was a spring-tacular, and we thought we would roll it up this year to summer-tacular. Hail Caesar, and Steve does too. That'll be the weekend of June 13th, 14th, 15th. Western Estates Homeowners Association. And that, of course, is in West Hills.
I want to ask you one more question about this making your mark. So you're telling me that these invitations that are sent out to people's friends, they verify that a friend that lives at Western Estates gave them this invitation, if there's a signature, a thumbprint, or someone made their mark.
Yes, God damn.
But please, Ms. Dooley, watch the language, if you don't mind.
What's the big deal, Mr. Henry?
I think, Margaret, the big deal, Mr. Dooley, is that you've got people living there that don't know how to write. Can they read?
I imagine there's people that don't know how to read or write. Oh, my God, you're very judgmental, aren't you?
I've not heard in modern times people making their mark. All right, so if they, for instance, if they're signing a check for their homeowner's dues, do they just make their mark?
You think it's funny, don't you? Mr. Henry, we don't judge people at Western Estates. We welcome them 100% with open arms, open hearts.
This year, then, Hail Caesar and Steve does too. I'm not going to say get your ass down the street, but we crack the whip and you get down there.
You crack a whip and tell me to get my ass down the street? Oh, man, what I wouldn't give.
Oh, yeah, I bet you'd like to kick my ass around the block for drill, wouldn't you?
Okay, thank you very much, Bobby and Steve Dooley. It's been fun.
Well, Mr. Hitter, you're very
Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association making their mark.
What does that mean, Mr. Henry?
There was a time when people didn't know how to write. Some people never learned how to write, but they had to make some kind of a mark when they signed a promissory note, when they signed some sort of official document. And so they would make a mark that I supposedly, you know, identified them.
So like what? Like an X?
Yeah, some people would put an X.
Well, I mean, how's one X look? God.
I don't know, dude. I don't know how they did it back then. But some guy would come along and at least that's how it looks in the movies.
Yeah, on the movies, they'll say, all right, sign your name or make your mark.
Oh, that's right. I've seen that. Yeah, so.
So the guy, so if I don't know, if a guy didn't know how to write, he just goes, he puts an X there.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's what they're doing in Western States?
According to I don't know.
I'm finding it hard. If Bobby Dooley has people living there.
What are you laughing at? What's not to laugh at, my friend? Bobby, at Western Estates, this nose in the air, affluent community with 6,000 square feet of this, and they got granite countertops and this and that. They got people literally.
Yeah, they got people literally got to make their mark.
They're making their mark.
Well, I find it to be very tragic and sad. And, you know, yeah, well, let me just reiterate in case you're still listening, Bobby and Steve. I come out my front door, and Steve's there with a whip telling me to get my ass down the street and to the summer-tacular. The next time he sees that whip, it'll be coming out the other end the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll think he shat out a snake. Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you. We're coming right back with Cooper Bloomfield, who has purchased the rights to Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. We'll hear about that coming up.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. I just thought I'd throw that in there because you're not allowed to sing about cigarettes or even sell cigarettes any longer. My name is Dr. Cal Cavagan, and I treat lung cancer. Well, I don't sell cigarettes. In fact, you can't sell cigarettes legally on the air anymore. My name is Dr. Cal Cavagan, and guess what I do? You got it. I'm a doctor. I'm a lung cancer doctor, and I take your lungs out if you smoke too much.
For 35 years, in the Clarendale area, Dr. Cal Cavagan has been taking lungs out and giving people another chance. A new chance. A new lease on life.
Breathe free again. Get rid of lung cancer and your lungs if you have to. We put in two brand spanking new lungs, free of charge. But of course, the labor is well in excess of seven figures.
Dr. Cal Cavagan, lung cancer specialist.
Winston tastes good like
a cigarette should.
Hi, Tony Tangetti. Have you wanted to learn how to play banjo? Just haven't had the guts to ask somebody to teach you? I'm one of the top banjo coaches in America. Tony Tangetti's Banjo How-To. You can get my booklet. You can watch my video. video. You can listen to my DVD. You can listen to my book on tape. But you need to get in touch with me. You must get in touch with me if you have any interest whatsoever in the banjo. Because when it comes to banjo, there's only one guy, me, Tony Tangetti.
Tony Tangetti's Banjo. Banjo and now Banjo Am. Banjo is Tony Tangetti, the banjo man.
I'm the banjo man. I'll give you the banjo lesson you've always thought you deserved, but weren't quite sure where to go to get it.
Tony Tangetti, the banjo lesson you always felt you deserved.
Just call me up, ask for the banjo man, and I'll say you got him.
Hey, welcome back. Phil Hendry's show here with General Shaw, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman.
Now, this is a man named Cooper Bloomfield, and they're resurrecting the Kenny Slagg franchise.
Yeah, the Kenny Slagg principles of the abundance of the 21st century. And get him on the line here. Mr. Bloomfield, how are you?
Hey, I can't complain. I think that it's been a long time since anybody has been on your program, Mr. Hendry, from the...
Well, this is Bud Dickman you're talking to.
Oh, okay. Mr. Bud Dickman?
Yes, sir. This is Phil Hendry, sir. Your name is Cooper Bloomfield?
Cooper Bloomfield, yeah.
And, go ahead, Bud. Yeah, you're the guy that... Are you doing Kenny Slagg?
Well, yeah. Are you Phil Hendry? You're Bud Dickman? So, the man that I'm supposed to talk to is Mr. Hendry?
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, you hear something funny, make sure you laugh, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Yes, this is Phil Hendry. Bud is one of our panel.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw, sir, so you may be talking to any one of us.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I just told I'm going to be talking to Phil Hendry.
Okay, well, let's start off with me. We knew Kenny Slagg for the years that he was on the show. We know that Kenny hit some rough times, and, you know, what more can we say about that? We didn't know that the Kenny Slagg... Has the Kenny Slagg brand... Has that been purchased by your company?
Cooper Bloomfield Amusements, Mr. Hendry, purchased the licensing rights to Kenny Slagg, Principle of Abundance in the 21st Century.
So, what is the name of your company, sir?
Cooper Bloomfield Amusements. We have an interest in amusement parks. We operate a carnival. We operate three carnivals in the Southeast Ohio area. We also have cotton candy concessions in many of the major ballparks.
You have cotton candy and you have what else?
We have a couple of amusement parks. And it's Cooper Bloomfield Amusements.
Cooper Bloomfield Amusements.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, we started the Kenny Slagg brand was open. We thought we'd pick it up and see what we could do with it. The Kenny Slagg principle of abundance in the 21st century. So we're going to continue with it. We're going to have me as the host, and we're going to use a more professional studio than one that he was using.
Now, when you say you're going to be the host, so you're going to be presenting it as Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance?
That is correct, yes.
Now, we have a recording here of you, and this is Cooper Bloomfield. We'll play the recording of Cooper Bloomfield here, Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Hello, everyone. My name is Cooper Bloomfield. This is Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century is something that we want to impart to you because you know what? You can be the Kenny. We know there's the Kenny, but you think of that, the Cooper. I'm Cooper Bloomfield.
Cooper Bloomfield and the Kenny Slagg Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
I'm Cooper Bloomfield. When we talk about Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, we're talking about a guy like Kenny Slagg who came across just the same way to be.
Cooper Bloomfield and Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance, the Cooper, Cupertino.
I'm Cooper Bloomfield. The Cupertino floats in the sky with a gigantic head. That's me, Cooper Bloomfield. The Cooper Bloomfield way is to realize that life is full of danger. This is the Cooper Bloomfield cliff and slide.
Ah! I'm falling!
So that's a different approach that I think Kenny Slagg hit. And,
can I ask you, sir, is that supposed to be a comedic approach?
No, it's not supposed to be a comedic approach. It's supposed to be a relaxed and loose and more familiar. It's like a couple of friends talking about the Kenny Boo.
Mr. Bloomfield, I don't understand what you're saying half the time.
Oh, well, if you don't understand, maybe you need to get your hearing checked. Hey, Joey. I'm talking to a guy over here.
Fuck off with that guy, okay?
All right.
Who is he, Bud?
He's a friend of mine.
He's a friend of yours. Bud, we don't have time for your jokes.
Okay, God, Mr. Andy, you made your name on fooling with people. Who is that?
Buster.
Buster Samacki.
Yeah.
Who's Buster Samacki?
Some clown he runs with. He goes down to Demolition Derby with this guy. You guys still going down to the figure eight races?
Yeah, occasionally.
So, in other words, that was a friend of yours. That's not a real guy.
No, it's just a guy. We came up with the name Cooper Bloomfield and the Principle of Abundance.
Does that guy do voice work or anything?
No, he's a part-time comedian, and he's got a piece of the brown one.
The brown? You mean the hot dog stand?
Yeah.
The brown one?
Oh, that's a famous hot dog place in Long Beach. What is it with this show? Everybody on this show has some interest in Long Beach or San Pedro. So?
Yeah, what are you getting upset for, Phil?
I don't know, man. What do you guys do? This show is located in Ventura County, and all you guys ever do is hang out in Long Beach.
I don't think that's all we ever do, Phil.
Well, that's where you have your singing career. Now, do you hang out with this guy, bud?
Yeah.
So you're down in Long Beach at the brown one, which is Never mind.
You know what? That guy yesterday, who was that guy that said you laughed too much?
You're talking about the lawsuit.
Yeah. Phil, I'm not saying you need to be sued, but you got to back off the laughs. You're just sitting, you're giggling at everything.
They said you sounded like a chipmunk on ketamine, and I laughed at that, and now I'm worried.
Oh, get out of here. Anyway, bud, next time, well, I don't know.
I thought I'd do something funny. God damn.
It was funny.
Here, bud, let me shake your hand.
Thank you.
Cooper, what's the guy again?
Cooper Bloomfield.
Thank you, your buddy Buster. Thank him. It was funny, I guess.
It was very funny, bud.
Thank you. Hey, Buster, if you listen, man, yeah, it's funny.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. What was that crack about yesterday?
Hey, yesterday, Phil, he had a lawyer in here about ready to sue your ass because you laughed too much.
Isn't that a big crime, man?
Well, I mean, you know, so now a couple of guys come in here and pull one on you. What's the guy's name?
Buster Somack.
Buster Somacki.
I mean, Buster Somacki, yeah.
No, what was the guy?
He was playing a guy named Cooper.
Oh, Cooper Bloomfield, yeah.
Anyway, did I say the
World famous Phil Henry Show executive? Yes, you did.
Okay.